Visit entertainersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
All right. It is July 13th. It's not 9:06. It's 8:06. It's 9:06 Atlanta time. If you just joined the show, we just wrapped up 2 days worth of NASCAR races. And our buddy Steve Qualls, who is our NASCAR contributor, has been with us and had a great time. Glad you're with us. Man, thank you so much for taking the time.
It's been so much fun. I really appreciate Signal Media and Oaklawn letting us come, my company, Design Lab, and all my crew being able to cover for me so I could leave. Most importantly, though, my wife of 29 years and our anniversary yesterday, and she allows me to come hang out with you two.
And you were nice enough, too. You had some very creative. The finish line, they allow patrons and sponsors to have access to that, and then you can put messages on the finish line, the checkered black and white finish line, and you made a message, and we took a picture of you doing that. Yep. So that's a frameable deal.
Yep.
You were in your element. We'll get to Bill Vickery in just a second, but you were in your element. That's what you love, and you knew everything that was going on. If we had any NASCAR people around, you were the one talking to them, and knew all the who everybody was. Roger and I are like, we don't know who that
is. Yeah, they all look the same. If they were one size, they all look the same. I had little beards, they had little Elvis jumpsuits on.
we're going to Dallas this Wednesday to be with Cliff Harris. The Cliff Harris Awards. We'll do the show from his house. And we'll have a good time there, too. So we appreciate all the support. Let's go ahead and bring in our man Bill Vickery, if we can. Christian, I'm not sure where he's at, but we're going to find out here in just a minute.
In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up.
Hey, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. He is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor. Bill Vickery, presented by Smart Buick GMC. Trucks are on the lot and ready to move. Check out their inventory at smartbuickgmc.com.
Good morning, Bill Vickery.
I'm very jealous, you two. I've never had the opportunity to be at a NASCAR event, and I am told by everyone that does it, you got to go in person, you got to see it. It's a spectacle. It's unbelievable. Yeah. And you two, clearly, you knew the right man to bring along with you. See, that's what David does better than anyone else. He knows the person that can get him into the VIP. And very well done.
You are our show.
Yes.
Bill, you know, I tell you, Roger and I have both been to one NASCAR race, but to have access as a media member, and we had that yesterday and last night, and then to have it the day before with a former NASCAR owner, just gave us a different viewpoint and different perspective. And
right.
You're right, Bill. Let me tell you, it is. When those cars, we watched it from up top, and when those cars, 40 cars would come around at 185 miles an hour, the roar and the shaking, you could feel the presence. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, you got 40 machines that are doing 200 miles an hour, and it just, on the senses, you know, it overwhelms the senses that you're seeing that, you're smelling the gasoline, the fuel and all that. But it's interesting. You know, NASCAR's not what it was. You know, it was very popular, 2000?
In the late 90s.
Yeah, late 90s. It was, it was on steroids. It was really, maybe literally at the time, but it was, that was before you lost Dale Earnhardt. And they're trying to get back to that. I don't know if they'll ever get back to that.
They changed a bunch of the rules, and they just went away. They lost focus on who they were, and they tried to be too cute with things, and now they're all thankful to Mark Martin. I mean, our guy from Arkansas, right. Mark was an integral part of changing the dynamic back to more what it used to be. And one of the big things was the rule change and going back to, we sit along and talked a lot. They were so curious and learning. understanding about points and how important now it is that you finish. Like, we had a couple cars both nights, you know, they're two laps down, three laps down, four laps down. But at the end of the day, they need those points, and they also need to get paid.
Even a guy who clearly was out of the race from the start, he kept going, even though he even got lapped
well,
eventually.
Well, and like the attrition, how the attrition ate up a lot of the cars. He only had one 11-car pileup, you know, on Saturday night. Well, that guy now, all of a sudden, leapfrogs. He's going to get a bigger payday, plus he's going to gain points. And that's like last night with Ryan Blaney. I mean, he max pointed last night, which was 75 points. Won both stages, won the race, and so – you know, and it led most laps. So it's very important now, and that's what Mark brought back. Hey, it used to be win and you're in, and that meant if you won a race, you were in the playoffs. Well, everybody was just trying to win one race and get in, and the rest of it didn't matter.
Yeah.
And so you lost the dynamic of people, the importance of being competitive.
All right, I got you.
Bill, you and I will be seeing each other next week. It's almost time for SEC Media Days. What are your expectations? Because what you're going to do, you have a media pass as well. So we'll do.
Right.
I'll do your show with you Sunday, and then you'll be able to come over and do your segment with us Monday, and then any other opportunities you want to come over. What are you sort of expecting? All 16 coaches will be there. Everyone will have players.
I'm going on Stats' show one point there on Radio Row as well from the WHBQ radio in Memphis. Believe me, I have a little fedora that has a little thing that's pressed, a little piece of paper up the top. I've got a mustard blazer that says KABZ Radio, and do not think for one second that I'm not prepared with questions for every coach in the back row. Yes, Lane Kiffin, Bill Vickery, Sunday Buzz. Please keep your applause down. I'm going to ask Lane Kiffin, are the hotties better in Oxford or Baton Rouge?
Yeah, that's a great one. What girls has he hit on so far?
You know, we're going to get into some personal questions with Lane Kiffin. I probably will be ejected at that point, but I'm looking forward to it, David.
Well, the funny thing, did you guys hear the question? And I don't know if Christian, you can find it. There was a reporter, I guess it was for the Big 12. And he was asking a question about Texas Tech, and the guy really sounded like he just wanted to hear himself talk. And the director of the Big 12 just said, I'm not going to answer your question. So what happens? You're right, Bill. A lot of times, and Roger, people will get up there and want to sound good asking a question. And really, it's, you really got to ask that. You want to get the sound bite, so you get credit for it.
Right.
Come up with a unique question. So you do have some showboating. I tell you what we miss. He was a staple of it. Was my buddy Bob Holt, who covered me when I was a freshman. He was a staple there. You know, almost everybody would give Bob Holt the first question. Didn't matter if you were Nick Saban, Bob would be the first to raise and ask a question. It tied into Arkansas at some point, but you know, one of the things, Bill, you're going to get to see is how many new coaches do we have in the SEC now? We got Arkansas, Auburn, Florida. Is there anybody? That's three. Is that it? Arkansas, Auburn, and Florida, is that it as far as, am I missing anybody? Mm-hmm. Of course, you've got some sort of newbies, Oklahoma, whose coach hadn't been there. I guess this is his third year. So you've got some new faces. There have been some turnover. Of course, you've got the guys like Kirby Smart, who been there for a while and have won national championships. Of course, the big story is going to be Lane Kiffin. Kiffin coming in as an LSU guy. You got the guy that replaced him at Ole Miss. So you got some interesting storylines. I remember a few years ago, just show you how long I've been doing this, when it was crazy quarterback that was so wild and crazy for Texas A&M. He just won the Heisman.
Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel.
So you had Johnny Manziel, and you had the big dude from South Carolina that was Clowney. Jadeveon Clowney.
Those guys walk in.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they are like rock stars. And now I'll tell you, we haven't had a lot of the marquee names like a McFadden or whatever when they walk in the room. Like right now, can you tell me one player in the SEC that you know? One. In any school?
Yeah.
Any quarterback?
Yeah, great point.
Everybody's moving around. You don't know who the quarterback is.
Here's your coach, Summerall.
That's one.
Alex Golish.
Two.
Silverfield.
Three.
Will Stein.
Will Stein, four. There you go.
Kentucky.
Pete Golding.
Kentucky, yeah.
Right, it's right.
And Lane gets moved up to, I mean, Ole Miss gets moved up.
So you got six coaches.
New teams. Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about Stein. He was a Burroughs Award finalist when he was at Oregon.
Yeah. I'm in downtown Lexington, overlooking Rupp Arena as we speak, and I can tell you they're excited about. I mean, you know, every coach, every new, you know, they bring a level of excitement with to it. It'll be interesting. You know, though, last day, poor Ryan Silverfield. I mean, last day of SEC. I mean, at some point in time, you got guys, you know, got to beat the traffic, get out of here early. It'll be interesting to see the reception he gets.
Yeah, it's that game will be. I was with somebody. I don't want to say his name just because it doesn't matter. But he said he was worried there might be somebody do something really stupid to try to do something stupid. You know, to try to embarrass Kiffin. You know, there on site, or you got a drunk, you know, fan or drunk kid who does something stupid. But that will be off the chart. And then, of course, you know, here's the difference for Arkansas. Bill, there will be zero respect. Nobody cares. You know,
yeah.
This is what I've learned is being a member of the media, Roger. When I'm there covering Arkansas, they all look down on you. They all look, yeah, okay, you got your little radio show. What are you guys talking about? Hey, you could be in 16th place. You know, they just because, you know, if you're at Alabama or Auburn or Florida or whatever, you got national championships and we've been such a non-factor. You actually feel
for a long time.
Now, listen, I know a ton of guys down there and ladies that'll be great to reconnect with. But from a standpoint of you sense it like you guys are irrelevant. You guys are irrelevant. We have been.
Just are.
Well, yes. I mean, they're not doing it without some degree of
it is
validity.
No.
So,
I mean, it is. I mean, that's just the way it is. Yeah, just the way it is.
Well, it makes it hard for you. It makes it hard for the media to cover them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's just. Here's the deal. I don't know if it's going to be much better this year. You got a tough schedule. You're outmanned. No. I don't know where you're going to find all the wins or enough wins to make this be a good season.
Yeah. It can't. And listen, that's just it. There's no. I mean, I think that I am like a number of Razorback fans. I'm not, you know, I'm going to be there, going to cheer, going to be, get excited on game day. But yes. Clear-headed, sober-eyed, the Kool-Aid, I didn't go buy it in the jug. It's still in the little container that's the kind you have to mix with water, like a little kid growing up, the poor kids had to, you know, you couldn't have the regular jug
yes.
Kool-Aid. You had to.
Yeah.
Get the knockoff mix. It's still back there and will stay back there for some time. And just, you know, understand that it is going to be a difficult season. And, you know, we'll see where it goes from here.
Couple things. We do want to thank the new sponsor, Smart Buick GMC, who
yes.
is sponsoring Bill. He did have the Super Chevy dealers, and now the smart guys from Smart Buick GMC want to sponsor Bill.
They want to get in on the man.
That's exciting, and Bill, I know you're excited about that as well. Today is also National Paul. Yeah, go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
No, I love those guys. My suggestion to them was, what if you change the name to Very Smart Buick GMC? You've got smart, but they could be very smart.
Yes.
Buick
GMC. I like it. I like it. Today is also National Paul Day. Give me your obviously the go-to local Paul. Give me a national Paul of note.
What about Les Paul, the guitar maker?
Whoa. Oh, that's what not I did been mentioned name. Today.
Right.
See what
has
not been mentioned.
See
yes.
what I did there? Yeah.
That's genius.
What about Ron Paul, the former
United States
congressman and one-time
Very
presidential
good.
Candidate?
Left
you're,
him out.
You're
left
on out. Fire. You're left on left. Fire.
Yeah. Who was
I
his
went
father?
Back, last name.
Who was his dad?
And of course, Rand Paul, his son, who's the congressman here in Kentucky. Senator from here in Kentucky.
Yeah.
He's a senior senator.
Yeah.
He will be in about 5 months the senior senator.
Ooh.
Who was
what some of us and somebody put it on there? I'm sure thinking about us when it comes to this show. We're a bunch of Paul Pauls.
Oh, Paul Feinbaum! Oh my gosh, how the heck?
Are you kidding me?
How do we forget Paul Feinbaum?
Out there, where Bill obviously in the political world, he threw out those. I didn't even think about those. We're thinking about Paul Is.
I thought you say Paul Is right off the bat, Bill. But he was going deep. He was
in honor of my sister-in-law.
I wanted
Paul
to go
Stanley from Kiss.
Paul Stanley.
Paul Stanley's a good one.
Yeah.
Someone says Pauly Shore.
Well,
that's a good one.
Okay, do we do it? Do we do it?
No, it's Paul or Pauly.
See, I'm with you on that one.
Did put an asterisk?
Bill, it also is the 84th birthday of Harrison Ford. Give me one or two of your favorite, the Bill Vickery star system, maybe, or how many stars? Yeah, is there one that stands out? Could it be Roger of Fugitive?
Fugitive.
Could it be 42? Could it be Air Force One?
Right.
Chuck Moniz is Paul Lynn. That is excellent.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he did a ton of great movies. Clearly, the Indiana Jones movies, maybe not the last one, but the first three, all great. He did the Tom Clancy stuff that was, Clear and Present Danger and all that. But, he was a carpenter in Los Angeles. That's what he did as a career while he was going on auditions and things like that.
Yeah.
And he was working in George Lucas's house, and Lucas was putting together American Graffiti. And he has a scene in American Graffiti where he's just sitting in a car as they're cruising around, I don't believe he has a line in American Graffiti, but it's just an iconic shot of him kind of smirking with the chin and the hair and everything, and that's what launched his career. Is that about that?
I think Mackenzie Phillips may have been in his car with him on that.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're probably right. Well, before one day at a time.
Yeah. Well, yes. And I want to say that, oh my gosh, one of the two defendants in the black defendant in A Few Good Men also was spotted as he was working on the sets and things like that, and with his build
Rob
and everything.
Reiner.
Right, yeah,
Rob
mate, you're right. Could have seen him and said, let's put that in there.
Couple others we want to mention. I mentioned 42. He's Branch Rickey. He does a great job, I thought, there. The other one, which is really that a lot of people don't know about, Roger and I have seen it. It was it's the one where he's married. Yeah, is it Michelle Pfeiffer, Roger? Who is this?
She
is
called former wife.
It's What Lies Beneath. It is have you seen that one, Bill? What Lies Beneath. It's a must watch. There's a twisty twist at the end of it. Twisty
what?
Twist.
Is it the one where they walk down on the they walk down the dock?
Yes.
Okay. I have seen one.
Yeah. It is. Sure. And then you got the Devil's Own with Brad Pitt, who was part of the IRA. Right, Raj.
I don't see. I never watched it. I don't know that one.
That's actually a pretty good one too. You mentioned Clear and Present Danger, Patriot Games. He turns into Red Hulk in Captain America: Brave Something,
which is so bad.
It's terrible.
To have him do that, and of course he plays to Old Man Dutton
This is Roger being Harrison Ford.
That's
right.
You're right. So I morphed into doing Harrison Ford from as Branch Rickey into Kevin Costner in Yellowstone.
Rip, going over and get him out of there. Rip, get over to Jackie Robinson and tell Jackie he's got to stay calm. Jackie, you can't fight back.
Blade Runner was the other one that I never sort of connect to. I think Christian likes that one.
Oh,
Fugitive's one of the great ones.
Yeah, Christian, did you like Blade Runner, Christian?
Yeah, I like Blade Runner. It's good.
I'm a fan of that as well.
Sorry.
Oh, wow. That movie, Bill, is for deep thinkers, which we are not. So
do you know the book it's based on?
What, Blade Runner?
You learn.
Do androids dream of electric sheep?
What? Nerd alert, Bill. That's what that is. When you hear that, hear that noise.
But that is an automatic nerd alert. I don't do that. I have nothing to do with that. And for you to talk about android sheep is really wild.
Our buddy Todd Ross, who I don't know if you know Todd or not, Bill, but he said Paul Harvey, which we mentioned several times. Here's one. Guess who sent me Paul Skeens? Guess who? I give you one guess.
Who is Paul Skeens?
Bill Elson?
He's the No, it's a band listener on our show. Roger's been texting a lot with.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a former pitcher at LSU that's okay, now no, the first overall draft choice.
You don't know that.
You didn't know who Paul Skaines is?
No. Okay. I don't know who that is. Sorry. I don't know who that is. And I don't know who the pitcher is. Because right now he spread rumors about Justin Moore.
The best one, and of course the best line of all of them is "Get off my plane." You know, it's the.
No, I didn't kill my wife. You got that one.
Oh, that is a good one.
You want me to do it?
Okay, yeah.
I didn't kill my wife.
I don't care.
And scene.
Tommy Lee Jones is so so good in that
Murray's
one.
Dinner Playhouse, if you're listening.
Is Harrison, let me ask you guys this. Because you name off all the great movies, and listen, he's a great actor, but is he the least masculine of all the great action movie heroes? Like, he's in a ton of action movies. You know, those Tom Clancy movies are a ton of action, and then clearly the Indiana Jones. Don't get me wrong, he's very masculine. You know, he's, you know, kind
what
of
do you
man
call that,
man.
Bill?
Not the anti-hero or whatever. Stallone or Schwarzenegger, is that what you're saying?
No. I see what you're saying. He's just he's average guy.
He's a normal guy.
Who's the guy? Yeah, he's an average guy.
Yeah, I mean,
Indiana Jones. He's a professor. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, and he's a CIA analyst. I'm not a field guy. He goes that whole thing. He's the president of the United States. You know, they're action movies, and he brings
kind of a cerebral
twist to everything.
Would you say that you would even go to so far as you know, put him, if you were to do the Mount Rushmore, we won't do it all right now, but in that same vein with him and that character, and him as an actor being that type tough guy, if you will, quote unquote, Bruce Willis, same thing in Die Hard, regular guy, you know, not roided up, not doing that sort of thing, Bruce Willis in the Die Hards and things like that. Bill, what was the movie? What was the movie that I'm thinking of with as Jack Ryan with Willem Dafoe? Because that movie and that premise
Clear and Present Danger,
that's the one where he's going back and forth. Yes, where he's going back and forth. That makes me think of Mina when I'm watching the Made in America thing. Yeah, you know, I've got the papers right here. I've got them all, and they're using the computer and all thing to bleach and delete files and things like that.
Yeah, we did our trip down to by the way, Bill, to Mina for our 500 years of Arkansas restaurants and the Skyline Cafe and. I asked the mayor, I said, "Mayor, do you guys take advantage of the history there? Like you've seen the movie. It was American Made, Roger. That's what you said it was." And he just sort of laughed. I remember, Bill, when that was something that it would just, you know, everybody would see black helicopters flying in and out of Mina.
And they were!
And it turned out to be, there is a connection.
Yeah, there just was. Bill, you know.
It would be tough, though. It would be tough, David, to have a monument dedicated to the cocaine distribution inside the United States of America. So it's sort
Basil
of
could, hey, Basil you know, could make
let me work on it. Let me work on it, Bill. Let me work on it.
How about a trophy, David? You could give out. Mina could play somebody in football, and that could be the annual, you know,
the Colombians.
Nose candy. The Colombian boat, something like that. Yeah.
You know, there's so, I mean, you know, when strange, a truth is stranger than fiction, and watching that American Made, just to do what we do, which is go Pretty Bird over here, and you see the part, how much of it was fiction, how much of it was true and all. But you see the part where he is actually dropping off the cocaine out of the plane, out of the little hole.
Right.
And that made me think, well, that could very well be how the drugs ended up on the railroad tracks in Saline County, where the two young boys were found and that sort of thing.
Well, so. I love the scene where Tom Cruise is telling him, he said, "Listen, I'm going to get out of here. I'll be out of here in 15 minutes. And suppose the governor calls or whatever, the Secretary of State, and boom, he's out of there." And of course, you know, Bill, I mean, back in those days, that could have happened. Yeah. So anyway, he had a great time in Mina. I was just making that point.
Absolutely. And maybe Harrison Ford should have been in the movie. I don't know. That's what we're trying to think
so
of.
Bill, are you in Buffalo right now? Where are you currently?
I'm in Lexington. That's what I said.
That's right, Lexington.
I've got. I'm looking out over kind of have a view here of Rupp Arena, and so here for a few days. Then you and I will be together. David, I've got a great itinerary planned for us for our Saturday evening excursion.
All right. All right.
We're going
That's
to
awesome.
Just, this is what I suggest to you. Come prepared with your passport, some gold doubloons, and two vials of penicillin. If you bring those three things, we're going to be golden for the 72 hours, you know, that we're going to spend.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be so good. We have been talking about hanging out. It's been so long. Usually we have a woman with us. And won't have that this time. It'll just be the boys.
Look at your phone.
It'll just be the boys. Oh my gosh, this is so good. Chuck Monin, who by the way suggested Paul Lynn. Paul Lynn, excellent. Mm-hmm. He goes I've done the Burroughs Award. How about the Escobar Award?
Yes. Right. The Pablo Bowl.
Yes.
That's right. They're in Mina.
Tony Montana.
Yes. Well, Bill, I'm looking forward to it. Listen, we are going to storm the waves of Tampa, and with Randy Rainwater will be there.
We're going to be there, and hopefully, Bill, you, me, Baz, and Trip Trap Trey Schaap will do things that get one of us arrested. Happy anniversary, Care.
You're going to finish. Trey Schaap's going to come back and be a new man in those bath fitter commercials that he does, or whatever they are. Like he's going to have a smile on his face when we're done with Trey Schaap.
I'm looking forward to it.
This will be the second year that we get to see all the videos of you and Trey down there doing stuff like that. That'll be fun to watch.
Yes.
Seeing him do that, having Bill down there doing that, that's going to be cool. And you actually will be on Radio Rowville with Dude. Okay. Yes. Very good. Okay, cool. Yeah. Looking forward to that, and Double R down that way, having the show. That's going to be fun.
All right, Bill. We want to thank Smart Buick GMC again for your new sponsorship, and we will talk. I'll talk to you a few days before we get out of here.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll see. When your arrival Saturday will be vetted, David. It'll be a big night out. As I said, passport, gold doubloons, two vials of penicillin. That's all we need for that 24 hours. All right, my friend.
On two. Ready?
Right.
All right, buddy. Talk soon, man.
Can I give a shout out to
let's go ahead and take a break there,
two people. For my daughter Meredith for helping me get
How about our travel agent?
Well, I was just going to say, she helped me at first when I got on the app and did all that to get me checked in and get me all set up. And, of course, for Jessica to get the whole thing started. Jessica, for getting us this place, getting us the tickets and doing all of that right there.
Babysitting us.
All that. Absolutely. So that's the reason I wanted to start it that way. And
speaking of, she said, Jessica goes, just imagine if y'all could say, Morning Mayhem, fully assembled and sober. Get on the wagon, David.
Well, here's the thing. I don't read that. I was just seeing her, and I wanted to give her a shout-out
So
you didn't have to do
Steve
that.
Steve Qualls, our new asset for Morning Mayhem. You've seen me this weekend.
What an asset you are to our show.
You're not a liar.
See? Hang on, somebody's hit the door. No, Baz has been fine.
There you go. All right.
We've been fine.
Fine. I've been better than fine.
He's been fine. Look.
He's a trooper.
He's bought it twice.
You just dropped down at 95%.
I'm trying to get the ATT back.
And have not fallen asleep yet during the race.
No. Well.
I have no doubt. Listen, I fell asleep, but my head has been bobbing.
Christian, I don't know how he doesn't have a crick in his neck.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I do. I have a sore neck.
He reminded me of my grandma's little thing back in the 60s. That had the little bird.
I'm going to tell you right now. I fought it, and the couple of things that I'm going to make sure I bring. I'm going to make sure I bring a back scratcher. And my neck pillow. I'm going to take those to every NASCAR event.
All right, graffiti coming up next. Don't go away.
It's going to be good.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
Lake.
This is SportsCenter.
The World Cup semifinals are set, and they'll get started tomorrow. France and Spain will play then. This is the furthest Spain has made it since 2010 when they won the World Cup. France has been in the last two World Cup finals, winning in 2018 and falling to Argentina in 2022. Argentina has a chance to go back to the final as well, as they'll be taking on England on Wednesday. England was last in the semifinals in 2018. And in tennis news, Jannik Sinner repeated as Wimbledon champion by beating Alexander Zverev for his fifth Grand Slam win. While it was an all-Czech women's final as Lena Noskova beat Karolina Muhova, it was the 21-year-old's first Grand Slam win. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
With KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Seasonal weather in the forecast today will warm up with a high around 90 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Should be a beautiful Monday afternoon. Most of today will be dry, but about a 10% chance for a pop-up shower in the forecast today. You're going to have a better rain chance in the forecast coming up as we move towards the middle of this week. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Join 103.7 The Buzz as First Security Bank presents coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days. Baz, Trey, and Randy Rainwater will be in Tampa with the latest news, interviews, and highlights. Brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blackman Auctions, UAMS Health, Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen. And be sure to watch 103.7 The Buzz social media for live videos, pictures, and much more. 103.7 The Buzz, live from SEC Media Days, presented by First Security Bank. Bank better.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oakland Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This July is America's 250th birthday, y'all, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with a 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the guys out there who start testosterone therapy and stay with it for 90 days, we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. Low T Center's raising the T of American patriots from sea to shining sea. Come celebrate 250 years of America with Low T Center's 250 for 250 deal, because bringing back the energy and vitality of your youth is worth celebrating. Go to fixmylowt.com right now to book a free T test. That's fixmylowt.com.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, I love this song. There's a scene in a movie. Christian, you may know it. It's the neighborhood watch. They got aliens coming in, and
it's called The Watch, right?
I know what
Ben Stiller and
The Watch with Ben Stiller. Yeah, they sing this song. They try to match when the people start talking fast. Right. The band. Remember, you know what I'm talking about? When they start talking real fast towards the end.
No,
you know which one?
I know the movie The Watch, order, but I don't.
It's right before the chorus. Let's see if he does it. That's the second one, isn't it? Here we go. Ooh, ooh, she And so when there's that part right there, at the end, they go, they just say a bunch of words together. They got Ben Stiller and the rest of the crew trying to do that. It's pretty funny.
Vince Vaughn in that, right?
Vince Vaughn, that's the other one, yeah. All right, if you just joined the show, we're here in Atlanta, Georgia. Finished up two NASCAR races over the weekend. Had a great time. Steve Qualls, our NASCAR contributor and correspondent, is here with us. Having a great time. I want to thank Design Lab for their sponsorship. And, of course, Oakland for sponsoring our summer of adventure.
Thank you to Signal Media, Terry Mahan, for following us. And
thanks to James Finch for Saturday night.
Yeah,
he's bringing pops down, man.
Yeah,
you get why Baz is like Baz is when you look at his mom and look at his dad. They're both so – those two people are so full of life. We had so much fun with pops.
Yeah, he had a good time. He was tired but had a good time.
Yeah.
So he was tired.
I was tired.
He wasn't as tired as Roger.
No, he wasn't. All right, dude. He's on something.
All right.
He doesn't have allergies.
All right, Roger, you got your call screen ready to roll. Okay, let's set the music. We're going to do this long distance, but we need some great lines today.
Long distance
on graffiti. Go ahead.
Graffiti.
It's time for graffiti. Graffiti is brought to you by Fence Brokers. Fence Brokers going the extra mile. Now you know the drill. One sentence and one sentence only.
Let's stack them up. Let's stack them up, Christian. You put the names on there, and I'll open them up like we do at the station. But we're going to stack them up right quick. All right, I can see the first one up there. It's a misspelling, but I think I know who it is. We'll keep it going. We'll keep it going. Stack them up. Stack them up.
If you want to imitate Steve Qualls, Justin Moore, David Basil,
you want to be you want to do some tidbits with some low T, fake Sterling.
Where's Steven at?
Steven hadn't been around.
Come on,
forever.
Steven, come back.
We need them all. We got fake Sterling there. We got Roger Hargraves. That sounds like a combination between me and Dole Hargraves from Sling Blade. Let's do it. Let's start out graffiti with Roger Hargraves. Roger.
I done told you three times already. My wife and I play pickleball with Monica Somerville, chief teacher at Our Lady of Fatima Catholic School in Benton. The Lord's on my side, you old bastard.
Wow. How about that?
He threw out names. Let me tell you something. Whoever that is needs to be on favorite listener contest.
Okay, he knows.
That person
he
is
knows.
There. Let's go to JM Zebras.
Stop worrying about your mustache and read a rule book.
There it is. Thank you right there.
Even sober. Will he get after the officials the same way?
I think so. I think he might go, hey, do you have a problem? Come here. Harrison Ford.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Harrison.
Hey, this is Harrison Ford. I don't know biology. I don't know much about math. I could, but I do know.
Okay, I don't know. Listen,
that's a
song.
Christian, do you have any idea? That's a song.
Come on, man.
I know the song from Witness, where he's singing Sam Cooke, but it was not.
I don't know. I need to go. But why are you flustered, man? Wow. Yeah.
Well,
patience with him.
Man. I did it for him.
It was a little creepy.
I did it for him. Yeah. He needed to get back to work. You know, Ballantyne. Here we go. Fake Sterling.
Morning, guys. According to the word, John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. Justin Moore recognized that thief. His future self, Kate and the kids, will thank him. Who knows? Even Tiger Bait may thank him someday. And that's the truth.
Here we go.
661-1037 is the number.
Roger's Stormwatch knowledge.
Everybody.
Oh, is anybody there? Listen, that dude has been consistent. He finds the right one. Did you hear Steve the other day where we played the one where Roger's determining? I'm going to tell you, if I'm dying on my deathbed, of course I'd be dying on my deathbed, and I had like 5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
And the family, be quiet. I want to go off listening to Roger's greatest clips.
Yeah.
Because I'd be chuckling. No matter what I was, I'd be chuckling all the way out. I said, see you, Bubba. It could be Emmanuel Valenzuela. Yeah. It could be the storm.
Yeah. But we won't hear you laughing because I'll have a pillow over your face. Here we go. Let's go to Clint Sterner. Clint Sterner's on the phone.
Well,
fellas, do you ever wonder why you drink just like a stray dog letting the night roll? Does the woman you love rarely want to bait your hook? You might have low teeth, tiny cowboy. What do you want? Time's a ticking, Tag Heuer. PRT can put you back in the cockpit, and you'll be flying down her back road, Hog Boss.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you better hold on to that one, and we'll play that for Justin tomorrow. Time's a ticking, Tag Heuer. Which reminds me, when we come back after all this, I want everybody to call in, or I want everybody to be listening to how David Basil pronounces the type of beer that Smokey and the Bandit was going after. Here we go. Roger Scott's on the phone. Here we go.
Here we go, Roger.
This will be good.
What's up, me? Roger.
Roger, jackass.
Roger. I can't hear you.
that's a few times during the race.
Oh, that happened all. That's happened Rog, all weekend.
Rog.
Huh?
It was a little loud though. It was a little loud there.
Tremendously loud. See, I didn't. When you're hard of hearing, you don't have to wear hearing pads or whatever. Hey, Pinto's on the phone. What's up, Pinto?
Hey, not a whole lot, boys. I tell you what. Old Justin Moore is about the slowest talking dude in the world, and he's arrogant and all that. But I wish him 100% the best in his day-by-day battle with his addiction.
There you go. Well said. Well said.
Well done. Well done.
You criticize and then lift up.
Well, you do. Well, I mean, you know, he might be speaking.
Bless his heart.
Justin may even agree. Yeah, I'm arrogant. Yeah. But you got to be.
Slow talking.
Oh, slow talking. His wife knows that. She'll get on about
that. She will be.
That's where the song came from. Time's ticking. Ronda Rousey, everybody. Hello, Ronda Rousey. Hey, Ronda.
Hi, RK.
By the way, from the 501, somebody said, I'm sorry, I butchered Sam Cooke's song by Harrison Ford. That's what he was trying to do.
No, oh, very good. No, you did fine. You did fine, person. You did fine. Let's go to Stan. Hey, Stan.
Hey, man, look here. Y'all forgot about one of the greatest receivers of all time. Well, my favorite. Well, my favorite back in the day. Miami's Paul Warfield.
I actually said it, Stan.
That's a good one, Stan.
Yeah,
very good.
That's a good one, Stan.
Good job.
Just a good one. I don't know why you
that may be one of the few times that Stan just called in and answered a question that has nothing to do with Nolan's statue.
And I thought he might call in and say, oh, we need to get Justin Moore a statue. Well, guess what? There is one. It's down in Poland.
That's right. We do.
It's got lights on. Let's go to Justin Moore. Speaking of the devil. Hey, Justin. What up, Jaybird?
I'm better now.
I'm better now. There you go.
Very good, very good. John Neighbors is on the phone. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. It's John Neighbors. And I texted Acree a couple weeks ago and said if he could call me if he needed any help filling in on Morning Mayhem. And he said that he would rather just cancel the show than me be back on this station. What does that mean?
John, stop. John, it means nothing. It means nothing. Mother
Don't
Hubbard.
Take it personal.
Mother Hubbard's on the phone. Hey, Mother Hubbard.
Bring back Big Dave.
That's a good one. That's a good Fake Stan, last one. Take us home, Fake.
Where's Paul Warfield's statue?
Well done, sir. Christian, get us out of here.
Do we thank Fish Brokers, Chris Walker? Appreciate him.
We do indeed.
Doing this every week for us, he's the best. Make sure you, whoever you're getting your fence from, that they deal with Fish Brokers for sure. All right, we'll come back. Don't forget Pat Bradley in the 9 o'clock hour. We're hoping it's 9:48 here in Atlanta time, but it is 8:48 back there in Arkansas.
For sure,
so,
for sure.
All right, take us a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get us out of here, Judge Christian, Chris.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world.
this would be.
When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my item wouldn't scan. And right above me is a camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
It's the win-win that leads to a grin-grin. You get a family membership to the Little Rock Racquet Club or Athletic Club. You get in shape. They get in the pool. And boy, do they have pools. Your Little Rock Racquet or Athletic Club. People will witness the fitness.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Edwards Food Giant presents Razorback basketball color analyst and Drop Time Sports co-host Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem. Rick joins the guys each week to talk Razorback sports and whatever else might come to mind. Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Hi, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge store here in Sherwood. Folks, if you're shopping for a new car or truck, I hope you'll come see us and give us a chance to earn your business. We have huge discounts, 0% financing available, and we'll give you $1,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Folks, I guarantee you a hassle-free buying experience. And if you've had credit problems in the past, listen to this. We have an easy pre-approval process. Just go to FletcherCredit.com to get started. You can be pre-approved in minutes. It's really not hard. FletcherCredit.com. Folks, we're also still buying cars every day. If you got an old car or truck you want to turn into cash, bring it to Fletcher Dodge and Sherwood and ask for Chris or Andy. Shop Fletcher Dodge and Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Shop in person or shop online at FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports deliver. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from smoke, water, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. Their extensively trained team, state-of-the-art equipment, and 24/7 rapid response will help get your life back on track fast. Because this isn't just their service area, it's their home. When you need them, find them at rainbowrestores.com. Rainbow Restoration, where they restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
U.S. Truck Accessories presents Match Game on Morning Mayhem. Listen for your chance to play their version of the classic TV game show from U.S. Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy. Your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran-owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
House Candy. Girl, you got me up.
All right, it is 9:53. Is this number one song, Raj?
No, I don't know where it comes from. Oh, here. That's a Christian deal.
661-1037 is the number. If you want to be a part of the show, someone, this is so good. From the 539, does everyone in Mena have allergies now? Oh, my gosh, that is so good. That is so good. Yeah.
It's just an observation that I had when I was doing things. I did not have allergies.
Maybe.
For the first time when I started cutting, after I got clean and sober, I actually bought me some masks that you see people wear that do all that stuff out there, because all of that was, you know,
I have to mow in that.
Yeah, I would.
I'm allergic to everything green.
What were you saying, Christian?
I was going to say maybe there's some science behind it where the cocaine coats your nose and you can't get the
maybe the
pollen or something.
Maybe.
Who are we going to get to call in to comment on this?
Could be.
Yes, professional.
Yes, please.
I'll put it to you. It's my buddy Dude out there.
Someone said, talk about Paul National Paul Day. What about Paul Bearer? Paul Schaefer, you mentioned him, right, Roger, in the day?
No, I did
okay.
not.
Okay, well, Paul Schaefer.
Very good.
Now, Christian, did you mention Paul Pierce yet?
I did not.
Yeah, Paul Pierce. Paul Stanley, you've already mentioned there, Steve? You mentioned that one? Someone says, let's see here. Watch the documentary The Mina Connection for more accurate
Is that right?
Nonfiction story. That's from the Angry Buckeye. You mentioned Paul Reubens, Pee Wee Herman?
No. Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see here. Harrison Ford sounded a little bit like Cowboy Adam. Let's see here.
Oh, the one that called it.
You guys should play the Circling the Drain clip from back in the day, Elite Radio. Now, Christian, if you can find So a guy called us, and we couldn't hear him, and he'd fallen asleep. Yeah. Did he start talking? Just trailed off like
he trailed off. He trailed off.
He trailed off like Roger did the other day. But then he goes.
Venezuela. Yeah.
Yeah. He goes. Well, they call it circling the drain. The nurses say that when you get ready to die, that's what you sound like.
Make a gurgle.
It should be under circling the drain.
Yeah. It could be probably.
And who was that? When that guy?
Don't know. I can't call him. I couldn't help you even if I knew his name.
We did have a guy that fell asleep on the air, too. I remember.
Yeah.
He said, let's go back. You can hear him snoring.
Well, you used to keep people on for hours. Yeah. That's right. You should keep on hold just to see. Yeah.
Someone says, Roger speaks truth. Cocaine and meth are the best allergy meds.
Thank you very much.
Are we going to have a new contributor to the show?
I recommend Benadryl or Claritin for your allergies. Stay away from cocaine.
Yes. 661-103. Paul the Disciple. Got that covered.
Yeah.
Paul Wall. How am I supposed to pronounce?
Oh my gosh. Hey, all right, here we go. Christian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
We're going to break. Getting ready to go.
All right, here we go. Hurry up. Here's the deal. Pronounce the beer in Smokey and the Bandit.
Coors?
Steve, pronounce the beer.
Coors.
I'll pronounce it. Coors beer. Baz.
Curse.
Huh?
What?
Curse.
No. Let me think. Christian, he's talking to me the other day, and he looks at me. It's another spleaze moment, just like I'm trying to help him with his tie line today, and he's so impatient. Jessica, he's so impatient. He goes, hey, but what I need you to do is find out about the course and see, you know, if we can find those clips. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, the course clips. I said, I don't know what kind of course. What are you talking about?
Course.
I said, course clips. He said, course. I said, what are you talking about? Course. He said, the beer. The beer smoking the bandit. I said, that's course.
Curse.
He said, that's what I'm saying. Course. No.
Did I get right there? Curse?
No.
That's not right? Curse?
No.
It sounds like, you say it.
Course.
Curse.
Huh?
Curse.
Yeah. It's not Fanzuel.
Curse.
Say it.
Curse.
Say it, Christian.
Curse.
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 No. Curse. He said, I said, what are you talking about? Curse. You talking about the racetrack? He goes, no, I'm talking about the beer.
Curse.
I'm talking about the beer and the race in the movie. So, I said, that's Curse.
So curse.
No. Good thing you don't drink. Pat, you know what he do? He goes, I don't understand what you want. He go, Bud Light.
All right. Pat Bradley up next.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com. Come and get your Willie on.
Listen to Morning.